With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the purpose of yesterday's airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites was not to topple Iran's government.
This mission was not and has not been about regime change. The president authorized a precision operation to neutralize the threats to our national interests posed by the Iranian nuclear program and the collective self-defense of our troops and our ally Israel.
Hegseth says the nuclear sites have been completely destroyed. After years of delay, South Korea has ratified the Hague Adoption Convention.
It's an international treaty meant to safeguard international adoptions. The announcement is a significant policy shift decades after sending tens of thousands of children to the West through an aggressive but poorly regulated adoption system. The government faces growing pressure to address widespread fraud and abuse. Many adoptees have discovered their records were falsified to portray them as abandoned orphans, carelessly separated, or even stolen from their birth families. John Scott reporting.
A pair of European satellites create the first artificial solar eclipse.
A solar eclipse is a relatively rare phenomenon, but the European Space Agency has figured out how to make one on demand.
To see the corona, we needed to align the two spacecraft and the sun.
Andrei Zhukov at the Royal Observatory of Belgium says it took some fancy formation flying.
The two spacecraft should be aligned with a precision below millimeter.
Now the ESA has released pictures of that artificial total solar eclipse, and scientists anticipate nearly 200 over the next 2 years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fred Smith, the FedEx Corporation founder who revolutionized the express delivery industry, has died. He was 80 years old. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple, Iowa, has filed a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday display and event. In 2023, the group's holiday observances garnered national attention after a Mississippi man destroyed their Iowa State House display depicting a life-size image of Satan. It had been permitted in the rotunda along with a Christmas tree and other religious holiday decorations. The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such proceedings. The Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule preventing the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against Catholic priests. However, the diocese notified the court in May that it would no longer oppose the grand jury. This is SRN News. Russia's economy is apparently heading into recession.
Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov delivered the warning at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, designed to highlight the country's economic prowess and court foreign investors. Russian business news outlet RBC quoted the official as saying, "The numbers indicate cooling, but all our numbers are like a rear-view mirror. Judging by the way businesses currently feel, we're already, it seems to me, on the brink of a recession." Economists have warned of mounting pressure on the Russian economy due to lack of investment in sectors other than the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, June the 22nd. It's the 173rd day of 2025. The moon is waning. Evening stars are Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1973, President Nixon and Soviet leader Brezhnev signed a pledge to try and avoid nuclear war. This is SRN News.